steal or kill you. And that's the reason we're in bad shape, to my opinion. Yeah, they robbed a bank in Tuskegee and robbed one at Smith Station right above it.
Yeah, I remember hearing about the one in Tuskegee on the radio.
Robbed one in Smith Station, you know, Smith Station, between Tuskegee and Phoenix City. So I don't see no better for us until we get a showing up depression like we have here. I'm afraid it's going to be worse. So you can't have the cake you need it too, man. You just can't do that.
That's right.
And folks, this generation is coming along now, and they just don't know what it's all about. But I got some nephews and got a boy. They just don't know. They don't know they got what they got to do. This boy, my nephew, I sold these cows to. I had about 800 head. And he got the idea he can get him a new pickup and ride around and send two or three colored fellas, white ones, to tend to them cows, and it can't be done. He got to do it himself. I was telling his daddy yesterday, because he got the cows down there around home, and well, as long as I kept them, I'd get out with my hands and feed them every day. Now, if it rains or something, he skipped that day. And that's the days they need it.
Nothing like a little work to make you appreciate.
That's right, and you got to be interested in it. You can't make yourself go if you don't like that type of work. You better get out of it.
Now that's one problem that I run into teaching school down there at Troy. I just tend to sit around more than I should. And the other day, a couple of friends of mine and I went out and chopped some wood, hauled some wood for an old fellow out in the country who can't take care of himself much. And you know, we did that all day, and I was kind of tired after we got through, but I felt good. But I need to do that more often.
Yeah, a fella needs some exercise every day. More or less.
Make you appreciate these people who do that kind of work for a living. Some people, I guess, get the idea that they might be better than somebody else because they don't have to work with their hands. Okay. What about your mother and father, Mr. Green? Were they born in Pike County, too?
Yes.
Your mother was in Pike County was she born, do you know?
She was born, tell you the truth, she wasn't born. She was right on the line.
Right on the line?
Of Pike and Bullock, but it was in Bullock where she actually was born. But
It might have been Pike County then,
Paul. Yeah, it might have been. But anyhow, it was close to the Sandfield and Zeppelin Church.
How about your father?
He was born right there, too.
Same place?
No, not the same place, but within a mile and a half, right in that community.
What about your father? Do you know anything about how far he went in school?
He didn't go very far, I'd say. The 6th or 7th grade.
6th or 7th grade. What about your mother?
Right about the same, I would say.
About the same thing. What did your father do for a living?
He saw me all his days, and
what about your mother?
She was married young and was a housewife.
Housewife?
Yeah.
You said she married young. About how old you're supposed she was?
I think she was about 16 when she...
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember anything about your grandparents?